On Fridays at 9:45, it's Brew and Buzz with Thad Dilbeck. Keep informed with One-on-One with a Professional, exclusively on K1.
And a good Tuesday morning to you. It is 8:37, bright sunshiny skies, beautiful second day of summer. It's time for a community connection now, being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And joining us in the studio today is Paul Stewart with the City of Bartlesville, talking to us about all the great things that are happening around town. Paul, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I cannot complain. You know, we had a rainy Monday, and to see the sunshine today is pretty great.
Yeah. No, it's definitely helped out my garden.
Yeah, that's no joke there.
And the, speaking of that, we've got our, my flower garden. We've got our new flower splash pad that's opened up at Unity Square.
Yeah.
Which is great for the kids to go play in, or the people running downtown and things like that. It is motion censored, so that there's something over there that you hit a button or wave your hand in front of it, and it'll turn the water on for you. Another splash pad that we've got open now is over by Johnstone Park, kind of back behind the pirate ship between there and the tennis courts. And I know a lot of people aren't aware about that, and so it's opened up and running. The plan is to put benches there eventually for the parents. Right now they're not. We order them from a prison where the prisoners make them, and I think they've got a backlog.
Right.
But hopefully we'll get those, pretty soon.
Sounds like the city of Dewey, when they were trying to get some signage back about a year ago or so, they were having a hard time getting it. But, I did not know about the Johnstone Park splash pad until you mentioned it to me today. How long has that been in the works?
It was from an older bond issue, and they took some of the money that was supposed to go to that, and the park board recommended splitting it and using that to actually fund the one at Unity Square, too. I think they took about a third of the money for the Unity Square one and used the rest at the Johnstone. Those are good for the kids when they're out and around downtown. Where there's some function going on at Unity Square, the kids, they'll have something to entertain themselves there. And for anybody that hasn't been out there, those flowers are beautiful. It's about 1 inch thick or 1.5 inch thick stained glass that looks like the Indian blanket, our state flower. And they're about 12 feet tall and have bees on them. And it's really cool. It's very unique to us. It's not your typical, rainbows and buckets kind of splash pad that you see kind of anywhere in the country. This is definitely unique to Bartlesville.
Yeah, sitting through all the green Tower Green Center design committee meetings that they had, I forgot it's been so long since I've attended one of those meetings, since the project has been complete, but just seeing all the drawings then compared to where we're at now, it's really cool to see it actually come to life. And I know Amy Jacobson up in Kansas City, she had a huge part in that. Actually, it was her project that you guys granted her to do.
Yeah, so. She was the winning artist, and it looks great, and it's really, I think it's it catches your eye when you're driving down Highway 60 there, right next to it. Some updates with Highway 60, I get people always asking me about road repairs. It's actually got a few of them going on, or that will be going on in the next few years. This is part of the state's 8-year state highway plan. In 22, they're going to be 2022. They're going to be working on getting some right of ways and moving some utilities and things like that. In 2023, they're going to spend about $3.5 million. This is the state. This isn't city money. Just so everybody's clear, about $3.5 million to do the overpass over 75. And in 23, they're also starting at Osage Hills and going about 5 miles east of there towards Bartlesville. They're going to basically completely redo that road. You know, it's a $16 million project for that. And then in 2025 on Adams from basically the research center to the overpass, they're going to do about a $17 million kind of redo the whole thing. So those are some road projects kind of in the road works for Highway 60. The other one is for 123 in 2021, they're going to spend $8.5 million to move the bridge over the Caney. I say 2020, it's fiscal year 2021, so it could be up until June of 2022, where they're going to move the bridge to the east about a block and lined up with Delaware instead of Cherokee. And then about a mile north of there going towards Dewey, they're going to spend $2.2 million to redo a bridge there.
Okay.
And then this year, in 2021 also, they've got the pavement rehabilitation on 75 from Frank Phillips to about 4.5 miles south of there, which ends up going, you know, to the dealership when you're first coming into town, about a mile south of Rice Creek Road. And that's just a resurface or a pavement rehabilitation.
Right.
What they call that. So that'll be kind of basically all through town up to Frank Phillips.
So all that's going to be staying pretty busy here in the next few years, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Over the next few years, I think I added this up. It was like $52 million being spent kind of in Bartlesville and then coming into Bartlesville, you know, or going towards Pawhuska and Osage Hills, which would be great. Now, if we can just get them to fix Hensley,
yeah,
you know, from the 123 bridge out to 60, we'll be good. And that's about a mile and a half there, but it's not in the 8-year plan.
And of course, the current project that they have going on right now is the right turn lane that they're building over by Chick-fil-A.
Right. Yeah. No. And that's that's great. So it confuses some people because of how they've got it set up. Is going into the parking lot there. You can enter into it off of 75, but you enter in through the lanes that you would normally exit it on. And then to get out, you have to go up either. By the Starbucks or over by where the Little Caesars used to be and the dry cleaners and those kinds of things out there onto Frank Phillips.
Gotcha.
And then you get on Frank Phillips, it goes to one lane once you get west of 75 too because of the new pipeline they're putting through there.
Right. That little right angle right there between 75 and Frank Phillips is
yeah.
a little congested.
Right, yeah, with all that going on. But, you know, hopefully it'll all be nice when it's finished, though, and should be safer too. That with having that turn lane going into the Eastland Center off of 75.
Yeah, they have enough room there. Obviously, they're working on it, but to build that space, and yeah. I agree because sometimes it's kind of hard to even see traffic coming past that little
right
part of the bridge there. So maybe it'll help a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and with that bridge in that same area. I walked this a few weeks ago from Lee Lake over to the new where they've extended Pathfinder, and a lot of people don't realize that it's so you can still get to Chick-fil-A from the Pathfinder or in the Eastland Center, but it now travels along the east or the south side of that creek and connects in with the neighborhood back there and then ties back into Pathfinder at by Paths to Independence, so that it keeps people from having to cut through the Eastland parking lot and then running down Frank Phillips for that little stretch there.
Yeah. Pathfinder is always fun to enjoy,
yeah.
especially on a day like today where it's only 66 degrees, you know. what else is going on in the city of Bartlesville? You were mentioning the library. They always have amazing things going on in our community, especially during the summer months when kids are at school or parents are at home having to watch the kiddos.
Right, and so they've got their right now they're doing their Killers of the Flower Moon book club.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that's set up is if you want to do the audiobook or a digital copy, you can get that at Overdrive on the Overdrive app. They've got a new system where you can the library can designate certain books that have no wait list, you know, and immediately available. And this month, it's Killers of the Flower Moon is one they picked. I recommended it to some English teachers who do the, summer reading projects, and they, tell 200 kids to read To Kill a Mockingbird, and then you've got 200 families that got to go out and buy that book. But I told them, hey, let the library know which books you're assigning to people, and they can make that one of their books that are, unlimited copies and no wait times. For that stuff. So just something for the community to be aware of, or if you've got your own book club and you've got several people, let them know. I tell my kids, I'm like, I don't understand why anybody ever buys books. You can always go get it at the library, and if they don't have it, they can get it for you. There's been one before where they did the interlibrary loan for me, and it was, I think I had to pay $3 for them to ship it from somewhere, but, it works out great. I don't know why anybody buys books. Just go to the library.
Always free to check out.
And they do have their new... the other thing that they have is free music streaming.
Right.
And it's on their... I believe it's called Freegal. F-R-E-E-G-A-L.
That's right. It's like Regal and free.
yeah, right. I was thinking it was like Frugal, but Freegal,
Frugal, that does sound like something,
though. Yeah, because it's free, yeah. And, And so, yeah, that's just another great thing that they offer. One thing I don't know if they've already got it or not, but they're going to get it, if they haven't already, is a sous vide machine for their library of things.
Okay.
And I had never heard of those until about a year and a half ago, and I asked them about getting one for that, and then I kind of forgot about it, but they remembered. But it's a machine you can use for cooking. They're pretty expensive if you want to get one for yourself. I want to say $200 or $300, and so I didn't want to invest that. Without trying it out first, but the way you do it is you put food in kind of a vacuum sealed thing, and then you put it into this machine, and it heats the water to a certain temperature, and so for like steaks, it'll cook it to that perfect, 135 degrees or 150 or 165, whatever you want it at, and not get any hotter. So I thought that would be neat to check out, and I know that they, a lot of the professional chefs use it. Somebody told me that that's how they cooked the steaks for the Pioneer Woman's for somebody's wedding and things like that. So the Library of Things is great. Right now, they're also doing a library satisfaction survey to kind of to make their 3-year strategic plan, and so It's a Survey Monkey. I'd just encourage people to, you can probably Google it or go to the library's website and find a link to that. And let us know, what do you want to see at the library? They've got a new teen center that's going to be upstairs. They're really expanding. It's not the library that we grew up with, 20 or 30 or more years ago. It's a completely different thing. And all the, They offer so much now that mm-hmm. A decade ago, people would have not even associated with libraries. So I definitely encourage people to check that out. Then we've also got the kind of with the library, the Bartlesville Area History Museum, and they've got their summer lecture series that's going on, and so there's actually, let's see, is today the 22nd?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so they've got, it's called Pioneer Kids Growing Up in Indian Territory that begins at 7 p.m. today at Unity Square is something the History Museum's putting on. They're going to have some guest speakers and talk about kind of the toys and the games and things that people would have played in Bartlesville 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, so yeah, I would definitely tell you, if you've got little kids, go check that out.
Yeah.
What else? A couple other things I wanted to talk about were the let people know that we are getting, we're losing one fire chief. He's retiring at the end of the month, and we're getting another one. Chief Banks will be retiring, and the new chief will be David Topping, and so that we did a search. It was the same company that helped us find Tracy Rolls, the chief of police, was able to you know, help us narrow it down, and you know, we were able to hire internally, that he ended up being the best candidate, which is great when you can do that. And for Chief Banks, there's going to be a reception at City Hall from 2 to 4 on the 30th to celebrate his 42 years of service with the city. So
it's a pretty remarkable milestone.
Right. That's well, especially when you think you and I are both younger than that, too. Yeah. He's been there forever for us.
I'm about half the time. Like, I'm going to be 26 in August, so I'm about half of that.
Oh,
42
yeah.
years.
Yeah, right. And then let people know, too, that on Saturday, the police department is going to be holding a what you should know about, like, when you get pulled over and some things about that. You know, I'll tell you some of the first things, you know, when you get pulled over, don't say, I pay taxes, you work for me, or make donut jokes, or, you know, that kind of stuff. But other than that, they're going to go more in depth and let you know really what you should do. And that's from 9 to 11 at the Westside Community Center. Which is 501 South Busey. And also wanted to recognize while I'm here that, you know, Chief Rolls, who I think's done a great job, even if I give him a hard time sometimes, he got recently got an award from Grand Lake Mental Health for some of the things that he's helped, been working on with the police departments and dealing with the mental health issues in the community, and having iPads where, if somebody's having a mental health issue, they can break out the iPads and they can talk to a counselor, which is just, you know, which is great because our police, they're not trained counselors, you know, and so having that just right kind of at their fingertips is great. And then wanted to recognize, we had Captain Brad, Brad Dunkel and Officer Luke Reeves. We're awarded a life-saving award from the city council for responding. There was a man who had some issues where he had was trying to commit suicide, and they were able to help get him some medical help there, and so they got a life-saving award there. And we've got a great police department, great fire department, and want to let everybody know how much we appreciate them and the work that they do, and you know, the sacrifices that they have to make of being away from family and the long hours and things like that. It's not for everybody, but and we just really appreciate that they're here to do that.
We are talking with Paul Stewart, city councilor, and that was a community connection here on K1, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there.